Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Candace Preston, and it is that time when we get to meet the good folks from American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. They've been awfully good to us throughout the years here in supporting Caregiver Crossing, and we want to do the same too and meet some of the folks there. So in studio with us this morning is Billy Maxwell. She's the Customer Care Coordinator at Countryside Meadows. Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Ashley Settle is also here. She is the Director of Marketing. Hello. Oh, Ashley.
Hi.
I'm glad you guys are here. And we're going to talk about something just a little bit different, Candace. You go ahead and take it away from here.
We are. Well, Billy started to tell her story, and I told her to press pause for a second.
You said, wait a minute, wait until we turn the mic on.
So Billy, tell us a little bit about your position at Countryside Meadows, and then about this, who I'm sure is a wonderful woman, Ms. Suad Muthani.
She is. My position is Customer Care Coordinator. I am a liaison between the residents, the families, and staff at Countryside. So I'm kind of jack of all trades, if you will.
Okay.
They have any cares, concerns, things like that, they come to me.
Okay, so great. It sounds like
Suad.
I'm sorry, mixing up those syllables there. Is a resident who has a language barrier of some sort.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about where she's from and her story.
She actually was a refugee from Kuwait. She came to us in 2011. I've been with Countryside a couple different times. I actually did the BOMIT program, which is a business office manager in training, in 2015. Went out, had my own building for a while, got an opportunity to come back to Countryside as the coordinator, the customer care coordinator. And in the first round, Suad and I had become friends, but there was a bit of a language barrier there. Mm-hmm. You know?
How old is Suad?
She is, I want to say, 86 now.
Okay. Just trying to get a picture of how old of a lady she is.
Yep. So she would always talk to me or talk at me, and we kind of formed a, somehow we understood each other in some sort of ways. So we already knew each other. And when I came back this last stint, we would try to talk, and I eventually started getting online and showing her some pictures of Kuwait, trying to figure out where she was from, just some interests of hers, different clothing from that time or from that place where she is from. And
you were connecting. You were trying to find commonalities and things you could talk about in some sort of language. She spoke very little English or speaks very little English?
Very little English, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how did that connection work? Did it seem to go pretty quick?
Oh, yeah. She was very excited about it. You know, she would show me certain things and she would start talking. Well, then we converted over to YouTube videos. When I was the business office manager in training, we had went for a guardianship hearing for Suad. And it just happened that one of our pharmacy delivery people, he was actually from the same area that Suad was from.
Oh, wow.
So he spoke for her there. And when we started bringing on the YouTube videos, he told me that it was a very special dialect wherever she was from. And so I just started going through videos. And when she would recognize certain words and certain things, we just kind of went after those videos. And come to find out, it's Gulf Arabic that she speaks. So we found one particular YouTube series from Ezra that we kind of follow along. So she's taught me certain introductory phrases.
Wow.
We go through color. Numbers, so it's kind of a work in progress, if you will.
Was just going to say good morning, how would you say good morning in her language?
Well, actually, they say Assalamu Alaikum.
Oh, that's a hard language. I'm just trying to understand how difficult it is to learn.
It's pretty difficult, and I have to rely on Suad. The videos will give you the words and give you the phrases, but I have to look at her, and she'll kind of sound things out, and because it's very fast to me.
Yeah.
So, it's God be with you.
So has she learned any English terms?
She has. She can say, I love you. She can say tomorrow, medicine. I love you, and hello, darling. She loves that. Hello, darling. But she has certain little phrases that she's picked up, so we're kind of going through things a little at a time.
So do you feel that the time that you've kind of dedicated to learning Suad and her history and her language, do you think that's helped her to open up and be more comfortable at Countryside?
I think so. Yeah, think about how isolated you would feel, you know, in a building of 160 other people when you're the only person, you know. She had no one really, no way to really express herself.
Mm-hmm. She did. She must have felt incredibly isolated with not any family here at all.
She does have a son that comes visits once in a while, and she has a family friend that comes in.
So that's good. Ashley Settle is also here, the director of marketing at Countryside Meadows, an American senior community. Ashley, do you know Suad?
I do, yes.
And how do you communicate with her?
She's such a joy. She always has a smile for everyone and a wave. She's big on grabbing your hand and kissing your hand and holding it. So it's really, really neat to see her to be able to connect in this way now. And we're so thankful that Billy's there to make this possible.
I bet so. I have to say, and Mindy Balka is here, I think this is a selling point that you guys have taken the time to connect not only with your residents, but also those that don't even speak the same language. I think that's a true testament to what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I really do. Selling point.
I'm typically the first point of contact for families when they're thinking about bringing their loved ones in to be cared for. So having people like Billy, I can rest assured that the promises I'm making them that we're going to care for their loved ones and they'll be in good hands, it feels really good to know that that's in fact happening.
What have you all learned from Suad? Other than, you know, sharing the language, has she shared any of her other culture or anything with you?
Basically, what I've learned from Suad, love emanates. I mean, there's no boundary. You know that when you look at her face and her eyes, her expression of love is just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is just overwhelming.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. Just joy comes out of her.
That's wonderful. Sometimes, you know, naturally there's that language barrier, or those of us that can no longer speak, you're still able to share that connection through the eyes and through the touch. So it's wonderful that you all are taking that time to learn your residents. I love it.
I love it too. All right. Anything coming up at Countryside that you want to talk about? Any events or anything you want to mention? Either one of you? Ashley?
I think Mindy should take the mic.
Mindy? Yeah, Mindy. Mindy doesn't do this. This is very rare.
Well, I just wanted to add that Ashley and Billy, before the show, we were talking, and we are going to have Suad join us for a future segment.
Okay,
we were hoping that it would work out today, but just schedules were a little crazy.
Yeah.
But probably in the next couple of weeks, have her come in. So.
Oh, we'd love to meet her.
So that's what's going on at Countryside.
We would love to meet her. All right. That is great stuff. All right. So with us this morning again has been Billy Maxwell. She is the customer care coordinator. How long have you been there?
Little over a year as customer coordinator.
Well, you fit in very beautiful. I mean,
thank
this is
you.
A perfect fit, it sounds like. And Ashley Settle, the director of marketing. Ashley, thank you for being with us this morning as well. How long have you been there?
Thank you. I've been coming up on 2 years now at Countryside.
Okay. Countryside Meadows. And if you need more information, you can certainly visit the website of American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. We sure appreciate their continued support here on Caregiver Crossing. We're going to get you a little news for you coming up next. And after that, we've got more. So don't go anywhere. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC.